from the mall, so I try to give them a little more space. Street performers. I'm highly supportive of street performers, as some of you might imagine, and it seemed to me that the single most useful thing that I as an individual could do if I wanted to help support street performers be downtown would be to throw a little more money in the hat when I walk by. So that's just what I choose to do. The rest of this is 100% for you folks who sit around the Diaz, who happen to know, some of you know that I'm a Phil Oaks fan, and it seemed like a snippet of my personal favorite might not be completely amiss at this particular time. Do you have a problem? Would you like someone to solve them? Would you like someone to share in your misery? Well, I don't know the answer, but I know a flamingo dancer who would dance for you if you would dance for me.
This is kind of painful to listen to, and as I said, it's equally ironic. This is a woman used as a cat's paw by then-Mayor Fitzmaurice, who is now somehow taking upon herself to usually support city council in rather embarrassingly cloying kinds of ways like this.
Namaste.
Thank you. Next speaker, please. No one? Oh. Hello.
Good evening, Mayor Riley and council members. Ed Davidson. I'm going ahead of the others who are online there because I wanted to get into sort of the same subject. First, I wanted to congratulate Neil and Ryan Coonerty on their article in Sunday's Sentinel about keeping Santa Cruz weird, which it was actually a very good description of our town.
This is an article in last Sunday's Sentinel, which had nothing to say about the repression downtown.
I was going to kind of a meaningless article about City of Gilroy, which has a dying downtown, if you will, trying to change their commercial zoning to prohibit the kinds of uses that they feel are incompatible with the upscale antique kind of dealers, and getting rid of the any future thrift stores, pawn shops, I guess, types, tattoo parlors, and what have you. And I don't think that's going to really change the dynamics of what's happening in downtown or the main street of Gilroy. Just as I was concerned at the time of the downtown recovery plan, the direction we were going, and I had two word comment to the whole plan, and that is user-friendly. Pacific Avenue is not the user-friendly atmosphere that prevailed during the life of the Pacific Garden Mall. We have made it unfriendly to be there. It's cold. It's cement. It's stainless. I mean, it's wrought iron. And it's metal and concrete instead of wood and woody and vegetative types of appearances. It is not a garden, and it is not a mall. In fact, the designation Pacific Garden Mall was eliminated with the downtown recovery plan, and I wish that staff would no longer call Pacific Avenue the mall. I think that all signs relating to that should be eliminated. That is not a mall. It is a street. It is a cold street, and it's becoming colder and less friendly every month. Every month, something new to make it less friendly, and that's not going to help the merchants on Pacific Avenue. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Next speaker.
A little vague, but...
Hello.
Hello, my name is Steve Argue, and There's a few things I want to talk about, including and especially in terms of the mall, or the supposed mall, the street, the Pacific Avenue, and how unuser-friendly it has become, where people can't sit down, benches have been taken out, railings have been moved, police are harassing, they're harassing the poor, but not just harassing the poor, harassing political activists. Yesterday I was arrested for under the new law on tabling, a law which Mike Rockin here promised the public in his smug way he always does, that this would not be applied to political activists.
So
which,
are you, please don't single out council members by name.
Well, I can understand why you wouldn't want that to happen, because you wouldn't want people to actually speak out.
And you'll be removed from the chambers.
Could you not interrupt my speech here? I can understand why you would want that not to happen, because you don't want the public to actually speak out against you as individuals. I can speak of all of you as being people who are anti-poor, anti-homeless, anti-working class, but there are specific promises made by individuals here that should be pointed out. I was taken to jail under a law that now makes it illegal to political table to do a political table for over an hour. This law that you passed is a violation of the First Amendment of the Constitution. I vow to continue violating this law. I vow to bring it into federal court to sue the city council once again, to win against you once again for your violation of the First Amendment of the Constitution, the right to freedom of speech, as I did in the past when I was arrested for selling newspapers, and do that in the best traditions of the industrial workers of the world, who were arrested repeatedly around the turn of the last century, defending the same right, the right to freedom of speech, a right that you, as a supposedly progressive city council, are violating not just of me, but the people of Santa Cruz, who have the right to hear other ideas than what is put across in the corporate newspapers, the corporate media, these pro-war, anti-homeless sources, which are the regular sources of news for a lot of people. There is a right of people to access real information of what's going on, and that's what the First Amendment to the Constitution is about. And I will continue to be arrested and draw attention to the fact that the First Amendment to the Constitution is being violated by the City Council and your police.
Thank you very much for your comments. Next speaker, please. Next speaker, please. Actually, Ms. Johnson, you spoke on the June 10th, so you'll have to wait until other people who did not speak have spoken. Hi.
Joe Williams, speaking as an individual today. Just two things. First one should be fairly quick. I'm not even sure the appropriateness of this. This is regarding one of the mayor's proclamation to make the week of June 8th through June 14th United States Army Week. I just want to point out that there was word that there was a withdraw the troops, bring the troops home resolution that the council was supposed to have on the agenda at some point. Evidently, it hasn't made it and will not make it. And to have this in place of it, I just think is a bit over the top, especially when we're seeing stories like on the front page of today's Sentinel, Army doctors turned away burned kids, soldiers say. So to exhort citizens to join in saluting as we express our gratitude to the same Army that's perpetrating this type of abuse, I think is really misguided. It's enough on that one. I'm going to reference back to the January 14th at which the second reading of the downtown ordinances were passed. There was a few assurances made by different people on the council, and I'll take some direction in terms of like singling out here, because I'm not sure this how you want to
just speak to us as a group,
this.
That's all.
Well, some of the stuff that was promised along with the ordinances was continued dialogue. around all stakeholders. It's my perception that that hasn't happened. There was direction to city staff to produce positive signage, maps, and printed brochures. That hasn't happened. There was this talk of a streamlined permit process. That hasn't happened. Read this week's Metro and looking at the trouble Tom Noddy and Tim First have had with bubbles and juggling downtown. Exemption zones were supposed to have been identified within a month. Some people found that persuasive in voting for those ordinances then. No exemption zones, whether I agree or disagree with them, they need to be proposed for debate. Language regarding discretion on enforcement was supposed to come down. You know, I have the names of people who are supposed to work on that, and they haven't, as far as I know, nothing's happened on that. And there was the second meeting in July was identified as a six-month review date for the ordinances. So it's just, I guess, a friendly heads up that I would like to see everybody involved in passing those ordinances kind of hold you to your word that this will be dealt with at the second Tuesday meeting and that the ordinances will be up for review, move along versus 10-foot, enforcement language, etc. And I really would like to see that back up on the agenda for discussion. And I think it needs to be discussed. You're going to hear some more communication from people about things that happened. I was timed out after an hour downtown for political tabling after promises by certain council members that never happened and would never happen. And it's happening. And I think I'd like you to take some responsibility for that. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comments. Sure. Next speaker, please. Hi.
Hey, Madam Mayor, council members, staff, Michael Bethke, 229 Union Street. And actually, I was kind of glad to hear we're having a proclamation honoring the Army. I'm a proud veteran of the Army, so thank you for that proclamation. I guess I have a divergent position in the city. I'm actually anti-outlaw. And as the recent information I've submitted to the council documented an incident I experienced June 5th, I just want to follow up for the public and the folks at home. Some of the discussions we've had already, Madam Mayor, and I just want to note for the record that I'm glad that you agree with me that certain types of behavior, for example, selling and using drugs, urinating in public, and other forms of lewd and lascivious conduct are unacceptable in your institutions that provide services for children, that is, our schools, the Boys and Girls Club, etc. I've subsequently had some interesting conversations with Chief Belcher regarding the policies and procedures for booking folks like the guy I had arrested. And evidently, in this situation, we have about 1,000 or plus minus arrests a year in this city, and approximately 200 of those folks are the chronic repeaters. And I did some calculations. If we're looking for some money to save in our upcoming budget discussions, here's a situation where we have folks, in this case, somebody who's been arrested now and booked five times.
I'm not going to talk over this fellow here because I got to go. My time's up, a little over up. I was hoping to get to the final two speakers, me and Becky, at the end of the oral communications period. I don't know if I'm going to have time to do that or not. I'm going to put on some music shortly after this is over. So for those of you who are waiting for a little musical break, it's coming shortly as I take off. You're listening to the City Council meeting of Tuesday, last Tuesday. And you heard the mayor with her discussions on decorum and her statements now that people cannot use council members' names at the mic, which is, of course, is outrageous and which I, you'll hear, ignored. I want to announce also a Bill of Rights meeting on Monday night. It's not a group that I've been involved with, but it's a group I've heard about. It's happening at 6:30 p.m. on the second floor of the public library downtown. That's a Bill of Rights meeting Monday night.
Hi, I'm Becky Johnson. Do you folks remember January 14th, 2003? Let me remind you a little bit. That was when you met and talked about the non-commercial display ordinance.
He means 2002.
Mayor Riley, you said, if the new ordinance send a message that we don't appreciate our musicians, it's a mistake. Council Member Scott Kennedy said, I want exemption zones. Tim Fitzmaurice said, I want exemption zones and a map indicating them. Scott Kennedy said, let's reevaluate at a second meeting in July, the fourth meeting Tuesday, the fourth Tuesday in July. Emily Riley says, it's really important to me that the people who are involved in this are the ones who come up with the solutions. Scott Kennedy said, we want robust performance tabling and solicitation. Mike Rotkin said, the police are not going to get instructions to go down with a stopwatch and a tape measure and bust everybody that's 10 feet as soon as somebody shows up. Whoops, start the stopwatch. In fact, there's not that many police officers down there anymore. Scott Kennedy said, the city council reaffirms our commitment of a vital, diverse, and interesting downtown. What I'm saying now is we want sensible direction and enforcement with the central value of public safety and movement on the streets. Scott Kennedy said, we recognize the need for discretion and want it to be complaint-driven. Tim Fitzmaurice said, I'll work on that. Scott said, anyone else? Mike Rotkin said, yes. Mike Rotkin said, but we don't want hours up, go get them, or 10 feet, go get them. Tim Fitzmaurice said, I have absolute faith in our officers' ability to make right decisions about public health and safety. Scott Kennedy said, we direct the city attorney to return with an amendment to exempt small containers from the display device ordinance. Mike Rotkin said, I don't see some new wave of repression of people that are down there trying to gather signatures on petitions or circulating information on political ideas. I think people are overly concerned about something that there's not a real basis for in practice. As you know, the police have been swarming the political table, timing us from the minute we got there, telling us that there's 1 hour
very much
we'll move
for your
along.
Comments. Next speaker, please. Thank you for your comment. Next speaker.
Emily Riley cut off her mic.
The City Council.
Right. Council members, my name is Robert Norris, and I'd like to point out to the community, in case you're watching out there, what you're seeing at City Council is the kind of repression that some of us are facing downtown. When two speakers tried to talk about matters concerning council members, not addressing themselves to individual council members, Council Member Kennedy threatened one of them with eviction from the chambers for doing that. That is, in fact, what is really behind a lot of the fear and the reasons people don't come to City Council. It's because of this bogus atmosphere of pseudo-decorum, which is a very repressive phenomenon that we've seen developing in the last few years. It is a form of censorship that happens before you even approach the mic. There has to be a robust opportunity to use this microphone and to speak to the community, or it's what's the point of even coming up anyway. That is, of course, what we want to do and why we're here. What Becky Johnson was speaking of, I experienced yesterday as well. The Emily Riley's plea for more support for the Pacific Trading Company, which I have no personal objection to that business, overlooks the fact that it is the Pacific Trading Company and her council's refusal to put on the agenda and address the lack of seating spaces downtown that resulted in a backdoor elimination of 20 seating spaces at a cost of $6,600 when the council didn't even put this item on the agenda. So numbers of us are concerned and began tabling in front of the Pacific Trading Company and Jackson's Shoes, urging members of the community to boycott those businesses until those businesses restore the liberties and the space that have been removed. It is true, the staff of the City Council did this. However, the staff of the council did this through the pressures exerted by the merchants downtown. And the members of this community have the right to know which merchants are producing an unfriendly downtown, which merchants are pulling the strings here behind the City Council and the City Council staff, or vice versa. Now, the result of all this when we were tabling yesterday was Mr. Argue was arrested, not for threatening people, not for raging, not for obscenity, not for a little sign that said, fuck the police, which is now apparently illegal to say at City Council, even in a factual context.
Hang around to a
but for simply tabling for more than an hour. Yes, the stopwatch approach is used. Three police officers today stood there with a watch observing a display device to make sure it was gone after an hour, and they did this time after time. Yesterday, seven squad cars and eight officers, including a lieutenant, came down to demand that I take down my table because my time was up. Now my time is up again. One hopes that the community will say the time is up for this kind of nonsense. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Next speaker.
And that's it for this edition of Bathrooms, Beers, Broadsides, and a review of the Santa Cruz City Council. You've been listening to the oral communications period from last Tuesday. Join me again on Thursday at 6 o'clock in the evening for another edition of Bathrooms, Beers, Broadsides. It's from 6 to 8, or come on down to the Pacific Trading Company tomorrow at 1 o'clock. I may even be down there today. I may have some time freed up to see what's, if people want to do some tabling down there today, that may happen as well. You can also come to the Huff meeting on Wednesday at 8:30 in the morning from 8:30 to 10:30 at Baker's Square Restaurant at 1107 Ocean Street. Baker's Square Restaurant, 1107 Ocean. Or give a call to 423-HUFF, 423-4833. If you've heard anything on the show that interests you, you want to follow up on, you want to become a part of researching any of this stuff or helping to hold the city council accountable, you can be a part of that. Also, check out the Indie Media website, www.santacruz.indymedia.org. Thanks for being with me, and tune in again on Thursday for another edition of Bathrooms, Beers, Broadsides. Here's the real George coming up.